So the lame duck session is over in Lansing, and as state lawmakers take a holiday breather, there's little doubt they're thinking about and planning for next month, when there will be some new faces in the state house for the new year. And even further out to 2014, that's when all the seats in both the state house and Senate are up for election, along with Governor Rick Snyder, Attorney General Bill Schuette, Secretary of State Ruth Johnson, and Michigan's entire congressional delegation. Let's talk to a couple of key players in the Democratic and Republican parties in Michigan about what both parties should focus on and should do to gear up for the new year. Saul Anuzis is the former chairman of the Michigan Republican Party. He's joining us from New York. And Debbie Dingell is a Democratic National Committee woman and president of D2 Strategies. And she joins us from Washington. Welcome to you both.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
Good to have you. Let's talk about the last few weeks here in Michigan and the lame duck legislature and that fast pace with right to work and abortion and guns among the bills that were passed very quickly and very little or no public debate or comment. Did that hurt the GOP, Debbie?
Well, I think it did. I think that people in Michigan were stunned by many of the bills that passed so quickly without discussion. We still don't at this time know what the outcome is going to be on some of them, what pieces of legislation the governor is going to sign or not sign. And he himself said that there were so many changes at the last minute, he doesn't know what was in them and he wants to study them. But I think a lot of people were surprised by the broad scope of some very dramatic actions, and it's causing people to sit back and think and really look at the year 2014. And by the way, a year that I would have, right after the election, said, hey, this is going to be a Republican year, has made it a competitive race.
Well, I think it will be a competitive year. I mean, look, the lame duck session every 2 years is something where a lot of bills move very quickly. It's when they clean up legislation that's been sitting on the table for a long time. And I don't think anybody was surprised. I mean, we've been talking about right to work for years. You know, the abortion bills and other bills. I mean, there was a lot of things that were on the table. A lot of things got passed. Some will get signed, some won't. But I think this is part of the process, and we're going to move forward, and Michigan will be better for it.
You know, we had people say, observers, longtime political observers say, never, ever had they seen the kind of pace and the kind of action from lame duck with over 250 bills and some of them extremely tempestuous, extremely emotional, that were really jammed through. So it really wasn't a business as it wasn't a typical lame duck, was it, Saul?
I don't think that's true. I mean, you know, I served 12 years in the Michigan legislature as a chief of staff to Dick Postumus. And I remember still sitting there Christmas Eve evening passing bills. So, I mean, this is what happens in lame duck. This is why many people don't like lame duck. I don't think it's necessarily good for the process. But to somehow pretend or, you know, think that we're shocked and surprised that something like this happened, I think is just not fair. And I think it's being used politically, you know, for people to kind of get a shock value out of it. But the reality is, this isn't the best way to you know, pass public policy. It's not the best way to have legislation done, but it is a political reality, and it's happened since, you know, I mean, I started back in 1981, 82, and it's happened every year since then.
Debbie, how bothered and how rattled were you as you were watching what was happening in Lansing?
Well, I sort of felt like I just finished post-traumatic stress when I headed back to Washington on Friday night, having not seen my husband for 10 days, because I was in Michigan watching all of this. And I think that people were shocked and stunned by the rapidity and number of social issues that were addressed without hearings, the number of issues that were taken up that will have dramatic impact upon the citizens of Michigan for years to come if they're not turned around in 2 years in another election where the state legislature may change hands over the feelings of a number of these issues. Certainly, so right to work, which only a week before it passed, the governor had continued to say, as well as the Senate Majority Leader, that this issue wasn't on their agenda. That surprised the nation. Now, I had warned people that I had thought that that was coming, and I was very focused on that. But to see the women's issues that were discussed, we don't even know everything that they were voting on. There weren't copies of the bills. You had to be listening and having or talk to people that were allowed on the floor to even know what was in these bills that were being passed.
Sounds like Obamacare, huh?
No, Obamacare, people had copies and people talked about it, and they knew what the issues were.
Oh, yeah.
But that's a favorite line of the Republicans. But I think that Republicans played out those that didn't like the health care bill. They had a legitimate forum. They brought it up in the presidential election. The people voted, and we're going to see that health care go into play. Now, these next 2 years, we'll see many of the issues that were discussed and voted on very quickly in that last week, really about a week's worth of activity, passing, as you say, more than 250 pieces of legislation. As people become aware of what did happen, you'll see people engaged.
The protests that we saw, particularly on the Thursday and then the following Tuesday over Right to Work, I'd like both of your thoughts on what we were seeing, one of the biggest protests ever on the steps of the Capitol. Do you think the bad taste is going to linger in the public's mouth, or will voters kind of forget about all of that by the next time the next election rolls around?
Well, I'm not sure people are going to forget. I mean, I think this is what democracy is all about. I think it was great that people showed up on the steps of the Capitol and expressed their opinions. I think that there's a lot of misinformation as to what Right to Work has to do with. All it does is give workers a choice of whether or not they want to belong to a union. So I think as we discuss the issues, I think as people understand that that's all it is, that it doesn't take away collective bargaining, that it doesn't take away unions' rights to exist, that it just gives workers a choice, I think it's not going to be as dominant of an issue. But this was very important for the union leadership. It was very important for the Democratic Party to fire up their base. It's good politics. I understand it from their perspective. But I think in the end, Right to Work will be good for Michigan. It does not drop wages. If you take a look at the national average, you're talking about on average 3% less. But it increases employment. It has more people working for a living. And if you take out the union dues, I think that 3% drops to pretty close to a break even. So I think in the long run, this will be good for Michigan. It'll be good for Michigan jobs. It'll be good for our economy.
Well, I obviously disagree with Saul. What I fear the most is how it is. I don't believe it'll go away before the next election. And I think the tension that we're going to see in this state is something that really bothers me. I think we have made tremendous progress in the last decades of business and labor working together, understanding the partnership and the criticalness of both of them to successful businesses, to attracting business, to working together. I think that trust was literally eliminated in a week. I spoke to people the weekend before they were going up to Lansing, and I can't tell you, from union halls to churches to the beauty parlor to the grocery store, school teachers who told me they were taking the day off because they were going to Lansing because they knew that this was a personal attack on them. The people that normally served as marshals, when you have these kinds of things, saying that they weren't going to do it this time because they didn't want to not be able to say what they thought, how deeply disturbed they were. One of the things that I keep saying to people is whatever you do in the next 2 years, we can't hurt Michigan. And we've got to find ways to keep moving ourselves forward with also understanding what this issue is about. The unions have helped create the middle class in this country. They have brought economic stability to working men and women, and many people who aren't even in unions have benefited from what has been negotiated at that contract table. I disagree respectfully. I have a great deal of respect for Saul that the states that have Right to Work have a less income. Fewer people are covered by health insurance. The top 10 states who are the most successful are not, for the most part, Right to Work states. I just don't want to see people pitted against each other. We all need to work together.
Let me just add, I think that there's no reason that labor and business and the state and everything else will not continue to work together, because the unions aren't going away. There's not going to be an elimination of workers. The UAW is still going to be there representing the big three, and all the other unions are still going to be there. It's just that individual workers who may or may not agree with some of the politics or other policies of the unions are going to have a choice not to belong to a union. So if we don't kind of get into the hyperbole of all this, if we don't let the political fever take it away, I think the reality is we will work together, we'll move forward, and Michigan has a very bright future because of it, and I think we just have to treat it fairly calmly and honestly, and we'll be in good shape.
If you're just joining us, this is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, and we're talking to a couple of key players in the Democratic and Republican parties in our state about what each party should be focusing on and doing to gear up for the new year coming in. Saul Anuzis, the former chairman of the Michigan Republican Party, and Debbie Dingell, Democratic National Committee woman and president of D2 Strategies. And right now we've been having a conversation about the effect of right to work in particular, that vote. I'm wondering what both of you think about the position of Governor Rick Snyder from going from the it's not on my agenda, it's too divisive, it sucks the air out of the room to, all right, I'll sign it. And it was seen by just about everybody as a very sudden about face. Saul, what price do you think Governor Snyder will pay for doing that?
Well, I'm not sure he'll pay a price. I mean, I think clearly, the as Debbie has pointed out, I think it's going to motivate many Democrats. It's going to motivate many union members. But I'm not sure they weren't already motivated and weren't coming out to work and coming out to work on behalf of elections. And so in that regard, I'm not sure it's going to have a big effect. I think that, you know, in the end, Governor Snyder is going to be judged on his successes, on the policies and what happens in Michigan. And I think as the economy, you know, moves forward, I think as he helps turn things around, I mean, for all practical purposes, this has been a fairly moderate governor across the board. He is very Michigan-like. He very much fits into, you know, kind of the mindset that finding the common ground and middle ground. And so, you know, there's always going to be issues that you disagree with. But I think that the governor has surprised a lot of people, has worked very well with both sides of the aisle and people across the board from an industry standpoint. You know, he's a lot more moderate than I would have liked or I would have preferred, but I think that in general, he's probably more representative of what the state as a whole is like.
Well, I have to respectfully disagree. I agree with much of what Saul just said, but I think that his move stunned people. They believe that what he did for the conservative wing of the Republican Party, and that his relentless positive energy is not perceived that way by many people now. I think he had been, a lot of people had begun to become charmed by him almost. I talked to many people at the national level who really did view him as perhaps one of a real moderate that was able to work with people on both sides of the aisle, was trying to find common ground. I believe that in moving the right to work legislation, they feel that he is really not interested in finding that common ground. If people really believed that this is what the people of Michigan wanted, why didn't they take it and let the people vote on it? Why was it not done as a ballot proposal? I think that a lot of the trust that he had begun to build potentially with some of the labor unions is just flat out absolutely gone. And I fear that the next 2 years are going to be far more turbulent than I had hoped or wanted to see.
Yeah, but I think it's also too bad that, you know, because of one issue, we're going to have this. I mean, let's remember, 24 states are right-to-work states. You know, the average state that still is a non-right-to-work state only has about 14% of their working members as part of a union. Again, this is not going to eliminate unions. Most of the right-to-work states continue to have unions in their state at different levels. So, again, I think this is a little bit of an overblown issue for political purposes. And, again, I understand it and I get it. But I think as we move forward, I think the people of Michigan are going to see that it doesn't have as big of an effect as people think. No one's going to get worse working conditions. No one's going to lose their health care. Time will heal many wounds. And I think we're going to, you know, be in a position to move forward unless, for political purposes, people want to use a single issue as a dividing issue, which would be unfortunate.
I want to turn to the Democratic Party and get your thoughts. Does everything that happened, all these things that we've been talking about over the last couple of weeks, does it fundamentally help or hurt Democrats politically?
Well, right now I think it's helping them. I mean, it's motivating their base. They're pulling their folks together. And for those of us who are involved in politics on either side, you know, your base is an important part of the game, so to speak. So you need your volunteers, you need your donors, you need the people who are active on a day-to-day basis. So from that standpoint, I think the party as a political organization is probably currently being helped and motivated as their base is fired up about these issues.
In your view, Debbie?
Well, I agree with what Saul said, but again, I think both parties have this great innate ability to shoot themselves in the foot and not do what they need to do, to not take and do lessons learned for reflection. Democrats made serious mistakes in this last election, especially at the state level. And I think both Republicans and Democrats need to do serious soul searching, look at what was right, look at what was wrong, and what they have to do differently. The party that's best able to learn and put together a strategy and an organization for 2014 is the party that will win. I sincerely hope it's going to be Democrats, but I think it has yet to be seen which one of us will do a better job at it.
Debbie, what mistakes, serious mistakes, do you feel the Democrats made?
Well, this is not a secret, so I believed from the very beginning we should not have had the number of ballot proposals that were on the ballot. I think that they needed to prioritize what was the most important, and that when you have that larger ballot, people are going to be inclined to vote no. So that while each of the issues on the ballot was important to somebody and were important issues, they all got voted down, which wasn't to anybody's benefit. You also have to look at where the money was spent. Did they focus on the right things? Electing state legislatures needs to be a key priority. Republicans have done a very good job at electing legislators, and you see it in the House and Senate.
In our final moments, I'd love your thoughts on just in general for both parties. It seems that the American public is very disappointed, unhappy, especially looking at the fiscal cliff bargaining that people hope is going on between President Obama and House Speaker Boehner. What do you both feel that both parties need to do to win back the trust or the belief of so many disaffected American voters?
Well, Phil and I are good friends. Mm-hmm. I think the American people want to see people get along. And when we're dealing with problems and crises, we're not Republicans and Democrats. We're Americans. We want our community. We want our country. We want our state to do well. And I think the American people want that. I think they're tired of the bickering. I think they're scared to death about the country's future. We do need to reduce the spending in this country, but there's certain things we need. So how do we find a balance that everybody can work together so that we've got a future that's promising for everybody?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with Debbie. I think that the problem we have is that rather than looking for the common ground, there's always the issue, whether it's right to work or anything else, that divides us. Even though Debbie and I could sit down tomorrow and move forward with respect to working for the betterment of Michigan and the betterment of our country, there will still be very fundamental issues that we're on opposite sides on. The trick is, can we respectfully do that with one another, understanding our, you know, philosophical differences, our political differences, and when available or when properly put forward, to set those aside and do what's best for the state or the country. That's a very unique and, unfortunately, a fleeting moment in politics these days. There are not enough people who are willing to sit down and talk to the other side of the aisle. There are not enough people who can walk down the street and give each other a hug and a kiss and wish each other, you know, Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays. Instead, there's a lot of bitterness. There's a lot of political divide out there that doesn't serve us very well in the long term. But unfortunately, that's the environment we're in the short term. And those of us who are willing to sit down and work together are going to have to step up and probably lead by example rather than just rhetoric we're lucky enough to have right now on the radio. Looking forward to giving Debbie a hug and a kiss.
There you go.
Same here.
Send it. Put a picture up on Facebook, okay?
We'll do that for you.
We will. We see each other.
Sala News is the former chairman of the Michigan Republican Party, and Debbie Dingell, president of D2 Strategies and Democratic National Committee woman. Happy holidays to both of you, and thanks for joining us on Stateside.
Thank you, and peace for everybody in 2013.
Great to be with you. Thank you very much.